WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
12 years ago, a writer named Barry Levinson wanted to make a movie out of his screenplay called Toys, but the project was considered too risky and complicated for a first-time director, and instead Levinson made his debut with Diner. Since then, he's gone on to make movies like Good Morning Vietnam, Bugsy, and Rain Man, which is why now he gets to direct anything he wants. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Levinson's new movie, Toys.
It's almost a rule of thumb. If you're a hugely successful director looking for your next picture, and you decide that now's the time to use that 800-pound gorilla clout you've acquired, please, whatever you do, don't dust off that old dream project, the one nobody but you ever liked in the first place. I don't know why, but long-buried dream projects all have the same sort of problems. They're all either mythic or fairy tale-like. They're all experimental in form, and they all have huge, gushy messages, usually something along the lines of love your neighbor or war is bad. Toys is guilty of all these crimes. It's a big, expensive, immaculately designed mush bucket of a movie, at once eye-popping and almost impossible to sit through. Toys is the story of what happens when the great toy maker Kenneth Zevo dies. He can't leave his empire to his daughter, Alsatia, played by Joan Cusack, because she's a doll-like lunatic. And he can't leave it to his son, Leslie, played by Robin Williams, because he's a childlike lunatic. So he leaves it to his brother, General Leland Zevo, who, you will not be surprised to learn, is a warlike lunatic. He's played by the great British actor Michael Gambon, whom you may remember from The Singing Detective. And in this scene, he's being served some deviled eggs by his nephew, Robin Williams. The only trouble is that somehow Williams keeps making the eggs scoot around on the tray, in time to his raucous ad-libs.
Oh, look at that egg scramble. Get a little egg-sided. Talk about fresh. These are rude. Look at... These eggs are vacuum fed. Maybe they really are deviled eggs. Look at that. They're possessed. Huevo de diablo. Save yourself. Get away from here. You must go from here. Quickly, get some toothpicks. Make a cross. Don't you see what's happening? Suck my yellow. Quick, save yourself from these appetizers from hell. Quick, run. Tell the village. Oh, look at that. Stand back. It's going to spit. I can't control myself any longer.
How do you do that?
Magnets. It's one of Dad's favorite novelty items.
You're as big a fool as your father ever was.
You really think so? Thank you.
Robin Williams' energy is infectious, and Joan Cusack is very funny, too. And for a long time, you may be entranced by the Toy Factory's Andrew Wyeth-ish setting among stark, grassy hills, and by the fanciful things the toy makers make. For instance, a smoking jacket that really smokes. But sooner or later, there's got to be a plot. And what plot there is in this case would make old Mighty Mouse reruns look sophisticated. The general turns out to be, oh, you guessed it already, a bad person. In fact, he wants to use the toy factory to make ghastly little weapons, and he wants to train children to operate them, on the theory that if kids are good at video games, it won't make any difference if the video games are hooked up to real firepower. I'm sure that somewhere there's somebody who needs to be told that peace is better than war, and that kids shouldn't be deceived into killing people. If so, this movie's for them. For the rest of us, Toys is so stultifyingly obvious and precious and fey that you walk out feeling infinitely more violent than when you went in. In this case, at least, the movie moguls have been proven correct. If Barry Levinson had been allowed to make Toys in the first place, instead of his wonderful movie Diner, he would probably never have eaten lunch in this town again.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.